Dr. Andrew Cantalaris has been doing... puts his life into it, this guy.
Okay. I've been involved in the study of cannabis for more than a decade. On many occasions over the years in the print, media, on the radio, the television, I've argued that cannabis doesn't cause psychosis. But on this point, I've actually been quite incorrect. Cannabis definitely does cause a psychosis in many people, and to deny this fact is to seriously misunderstand the problem posed by cannabis in our society. Now let's look at the evidence. Making laws that lead to the arrest and imprisonment of many thousands of people each year solely on the basis of which drug they use is psychotic behaviour. The fact that these actions are justified on the basis of spurious or exaggerated health risks compounds the problem. Flying helicopters over people's houses to frighten them and to intimidate them and their children is psychotic behaviour, as is spending over $500 million each year to prop up a system which aims to reduce or states to reduce drug consumption, but instead has established a massive pyramid selling system with phenomenally large tax fee profits going to organised crime and their corrupt police and political minders. With the occasional exception of the ABC and the SBS, developments around the world are simply not reported in this country. In a study debuted modern cannabis therapeutics, inner fibre of the hemp stalk mixed with natural lime, a municipal council could be better spent improving the quality of life for all of us. And still others will argue the civil liberty line that says unreasonable suppression of any group is a suppression of the whole group. Yeah, the only thing that I ask you is that you don't do nothing. It doesn't matter what you do, just do it.